With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most biased podcast network.
Welcome to How Good's Footy, a weekly AFL podcast where we ask the most important sporting question of all. I'm Carney.
I'm Tom.
And I'm Dusha.
Boys, how good's footy?
Shut the fuck up, Sean.
Sean, you've come to the wrong place this week, unfortunately.
This is not a place of good footy.
Roast for one?
Yes.
Roast for one. Fucking, and both of our toasts are extra dry this week.
Yeah, man.
We'll get to it.
But I couldn't even, my issue with my toast is I actually couldn't get it in the, I kept missing the toaster to put it in. That's been an issue, I think, for my toast.
Is that because you had the toaster put away in the drawer? Out of arrogance? You just thought you were going to.
No, mate. Mate, it's been out. It's been out since we were playing North Melbourne.
Okay.
So I haven't put it away.
Yeah.
Grand final day, I will put it away forever.
Jesus.
Big call.
Anyway. Yeah, what even happened?
Well.
Footy.
Friday night.
Yeah.
The second half specialists.
Did it again.
Mm.
Boys, I don't know about you, but watching a team claw their way back from 25 points down at halftime, and that team being Richmond, just I had a panic attack.
Yeah,
fair enough. For a split second, I thought those jumpers that were blue, red, and white were just blue and white.
Yeah,
because it looked identical to that grand final and the prelim final.
Yeah,
I didn't know it was there, but it's there.
Yeah,
it's real bad.
Luckily, it'll stay in the rearview mirror because you won't get the chance again.
No, because they'll never come back. we'll get so far ahead, they can't catch us.
We've said it on this show a couple of times before, and we are AFL journalists, much like our compatriots, fucking Four Eyes fuckhead, whatever his name is. I've totally blanked on his name.
Yep.
The volcano.
Yep.
All of them. We stand shoulder to shoulder.
Calling Kane Corns a journalist is big.
Oh, I was watching The Round That Was, which is that like shitty 20-minute thing that he does with Mitch Cleary, I think.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Mitch Cleary is a journalist.
Yeah. Alongside us.
Yeah.
And it's funny watching that when your team hasn't played, because when Kane Corns is just talking about other teams, I'm like, yeah, that's funny. That's good. Fuck them. And then when he starts talking about Essendon, I'm like, shut up. I'll kill you. But also he's so like, and again, this is not new information, but, and this is going to circle back to what I was saying before. He's also just like, after every game, is just like, there's a huge call that comes out of every game. So he's just like, yep, Richmond, obviously premiership favourites, and Western Bulldogs are not up to the task yet.
Yeah, and then it was the same with Port Adelaide. Yeah, he was like, Port Adelaide got beaten by Brisbane. They're no longer a top four threat. It's like, what?
He must, do you reckon he just tries them out at home, and whichever one gets the biggest reaction, he uses that one.
But he doesn't say, the only thing with him is he doesn't feel like he's saying controversial. Like when you look at him deliver it, he doesn't look like that he thinks he's saying something controversial.
Yeah.
He's just like, every game is just like, well, that's opened the book for this team and shut the book for that team.
He's a psychopath.
Yeah.
He's nothing behind the eyes. Nothing. His heart rate doesn't move when he says, Bulldogs are finished.
It's kind of incredible.
Yeah.
I'd be impressed if he wasn't such a dickhead.
I kind of respect it.
I it's weird that,
until it's Brisbane, then shut up, cunt. I will kill him.
You should have heard him after he lost to the Bulldogs. So, they're going to win the flag and you're going to get relegated. Kicked out of the AFL.
Speaking about Richmond, and this is a bit of juicy information for you. So, they came back, they won. It was, going back to what I was saying originally is we're in round seven, and I still honestly, the top eight feels relatively sturdy, I guess.
Wait, no,
Freo's in there.
No, they're not. I have to have a quick look at it, but I don't think the top eight's going to – I think those are the eight teams. That's my theory.
Yeah, okay, so Freo fell out after West Coast demolished. Yeah,
we currently have Melbourne Bulldogs, Port, Sydney, Geelong, Richmond, Brisbane, Eagles.
That feels pretty right.
Like a top eight.
With what, Freo?
Yeah, so who's going to come in, you think, if someone were to? Freo, Gold Coast, Giants, Carlton, Crows, St Kilda, Essendon, Hawthorn, Collingwood, North Melbourne. Giants have like found a bit of form.
That's the only
Carlton are a threat, but not based on what I've seen so far.
Freo could if they get their act together.
And who fucking knows Gold Coast? I don't know.
I mean,
they're beginning to believe.
We've got some exciting things to talk about in the next game. But
just found out Grimes has a mysterious concussion. He will not be playing against
Geelong.
Watched the replay of the game and they're not entirely sure when it could have possibly happened.
Jeez, that's not good for him though, the poor guy. Like a concussion where they're not sure when you've
got the concussion. Got
it. Yeah, it's not great.
Not great for
Congratulations though, Tom. That's fucking great.
Cochin
and
Cochin won't play.
Yeah. Cochin's not going to play for...
Well, Dusty will be back. But, you know, no Cochin, no Prestia. Dimmer's going to have to go with a young midfield again, Tom.
That young midfield that he's got.
Bloody young midfield.
Yeah, that very young midfield.
But I'm pretty sure...
Of Shane Edwards and Basher.
Is Vlosten still not in?
I don't think so, no.
She's no Grimes, no Vlosten. No Cochin, no Prestia. Tom, you got to get it done.
I think the thing is that the... For the forward,
they want to be a top eight side.
That's true.
Here's the thing:
if you lose this, Kano's gonna fucking draw a line.
Yeah, he's gonna
forever.
But here's the thing, right?
But they're gonna make finals the next 10 years after this game.
Grimes and Vlosten both being out is a bigger out for Richmond now that our forward line is Cameron and Hawkins.
Yeah,
because it was gonna be hard with like Grimes is gonna have to be accountable.
Definitely.
Now it's
don't forget Asprey.
Asprey's a very good. And Bolt is fucking ridiculously good.
Gonna have their hands full.
They're still a good. Here's the thing: they were missing so many superstars, and they were coming up against a team of superstars in that midfield, that star-studded midfield.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. Thanks for clarifying.
They were down.
Yep.
And they just did what they do best.
Well, you know why? I've been saying this all year. If you break even with the midfield of the Bulldogs, you'll beat them
because their backline.
Backline sucks shit.
Tom Lynch.
Honestly does. Tom Lynch could have kicked 8 or 10 goals.
If he kicked straight.
Yeah. Had no confidence.
Nah. Well, he was shitting himself for the first half, which is funny because I think it was the week, like an interview just before that game or like in the same week of where Dimmer was like, I don't care if Tom Lynch isn't kicking goals. It's just good when he gets his hands on the footy. And then he started this game by kicking 0 goals, 5 to halftime. And I was like, I bet you're not fucking saying that now, Dimmer.
Actually, no, I think it was clever from Dimmer. I think it had two purposes. I think he backed his boy in the media.
Yep.
And was like, nah, he's playing his team role. But he also publicly talked about Lynch. So Lynch would have heard that and been like, oh, I need to kick some more goals.
Yep.
Yeah.
And he kicked 3-5, 4-5?
3-5, I think.
3-5.
And he gave I saw him give off one at least.
Yeah. He gave off one 10 metres out. After
he nearly fucked it. Yeah.
Yeah. It was like not a great handball.
I think it was to Jake Arts. I think. He didn't even want it. Like Tom Lynch kept like calling him over and it's like, mate, fucking just go back and kick it. Jesus. Some of these players who do like the runaround sidekick from 15 out, it's like just kick.
I will say, though, there is one guy who's been doing it all year, 20 metres out, snap around his body, and he's kicked 20-something goals, and that's Harry Mackay.
Yeah.
It's working for him.
Oh, good on him.
Worked for Stevie J.
Apparently he was fucking sick going into that game yesterday.
Had gastro.
Shitting his pants everywhere.
Yep.
Went out and kicked 5 goals.
No, that's heroic.
No, not 5-4. Yeah, Mackay kicked
4 goals.
I kicked 4?
Yeah.
Ah, oh, kicked 5.
No, no, no. You're thinking of someone else.
Yes. Other end. Sorry, it's dizzy at the Coleman up the top there.
tell you what.
Can we talk about a phenomena that is
actually
happening at Richmond?
Yes, but I just realized that second and third had a shoot, like second and third on the Coleman ladder had a shoot off, and I didn't even realize. I mean, I realized, but I didn't realize.
And
what
the
I was
most
seeing.
Unlikely of that duo won.
A shootout?
Yeah, a shoot off. What's a shoot off?
I meant shootout. Yeah, you did. Shoot off. I'm tired.
So we've talked previously about Easter Monday and Gary Ablett being turbocharged because he gets to go to church because it's a religious holiday.
Yeah.
Basher Hooley, 33 years old, middle of Ramadan, so he's fasting during the day, comes out, kicks a goal for the first time since like 2018, has a fucking huge game, turbocharged because of Ramadan.
I don't know how he does it.
It's real.
Sometimes I'm at work and I'm like, oh, geez, I'm tired. I need to eat something.
Yeah. I haven't eaten
And he's playing fucking football.
Yep. Him and Saad both had big games, which just proves me correct that religious holidays for players that celebrate those religious holidays makes them superpowered.
Yeah.
I propose that I convert my entire team to a specific religion whose religious holidays are every weekend of the year.
Tom, Gary Ablett tried that at the Suns. It didn't take.
Well, they were pretty good for a bit, and then he got injured, and
They lost the
leader.
His little church club, it was working.
It was working.
I forgot about that. That was fucked. Culty.
That was literally the Suns had, the problem of one half of the team was very religious and the other half loved cocaine.
No. One was going to the Church of God.
Some crossover.
The other one's going to the Church of Bags. Yeah. I get it.
Bag of Christ.
Oh, fuck.
Well, speaking of the Suns, next game.
Yeah.
First of all, fuck Collingwood.
It's
second
so
of all, geez, I hope you're working on your resume, Bucks. You're going to be sending it around a lot next year.
How good was this from the Suns? They play one game at the G this year, and it was against Collingwood, and people were expecting, Collingwood are going to bounce back.
They'll be back.
The Suns?
Yeah, grand final.
Q Clash grand final. Is that what you're predicting?
I think so, yeah.
That's big.
Yeah, big for footy, big for Queensland. Big for the economy.
Huge.
they're looking really good.
They needed to back up the big win against Sydney to prove that they're legit.
Yep.
And they did.
Who've they got next week?
Suns have St Kilda.
Like a home game though, yeah?
Metricon, yeah.
That is very juicy.
Some of these ones
Although St Kilda they've got their two ruckmen back. And the Suns don't really have a ruckman, do they?
I mean, they don't have a ruckman. Mm. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Mm. They don't have any ruckman. But here's this.
That's suddenly a very juicy game.
But here you go, right? So they beat.
But Collingwood has Brody Grundy.
And they beat.
The ruckman.
They comfortably beat them all over the ground.
The ruckman's ruckman. The gentleman ruckman.
The gentleman ruckman's Max Gorn.
No, it's not, you fuck.
It's not Brody.
It's Brody, mate, with his hair tied back and his glasses.
He's a hipster ruckman.
All right. No, actually, I'll pay that. That's fair enough, Tom.
Yeah.
Well,
gentleman's ruckman is the man who looks like he drives a steam train, and that is Max Gorn.
That's fair enough. Yep. Yeah. He's a man of the people.
He looks like an old-timey cowboy.
He's a real blue-collar ruckman.
He really is.
Good on him.
Yeah.
Had Brandon a bad game, though. We're jumping around games.
Yeah, we are. We're all over the shop. Anyway, Gold Coast.
Fucking good. Happy for Stuart Jew. Happy for the Suns.
Yep.
Used to hate Tuke Miller. Because he used to like terrorize Zorko, but now I'm in hindsight, I think I kind of respect the fuck out of him.
Yeah.
He could be captain of that team.
He should be, I think, after Swallow steps away from it.
No, and it's Wits as well.
Yeah, it's a co-captain thing.
Yeah.
But I think Miller
you wouldn't expect Swallow to step away. He's pretty young still. He'd be 25 or 26.
And Miller's younger again, though. Miller will be the captain after
Miller's
Swallow.
Probably the same age as Swallow, isn't he?
Or is
he
Swallow's an inaugural son.
Yeah, but Miller was sort of like, he didn't get drafted in his draft year, did he? I think he sort of came a bit later in. I could be wrong. I don't really know. Like I said, I used to hate him. I only just recently appreciated him, so now I'm going to look into him pretty heavily. But he was fucking good. They just had so much more effort. Collingwood, this was like a line in the sand sort of game.
Yeah.
And they showed how much they care about Nathan Buckley. So, love to see it.
Again, just listening.
Oh, Darcy Moore. Why is he still playing forward? He had 3 touches.
Play him in your back line.
Play him in your back line. And then that other guy, Corbett, I think, who kicked 4. Maybe he doesn't kick 4 goals.
Yeah.
Yep.
Fucking stupid.
Do you know what, though? Yeah. Oh, fuck. The commentary. Actually, this is Kane Corns again. I love Kane this week. I just showed a highlight of DeGoey missing one from like 25 out on a slight angle and being like, you're a key player at a club asking for $1 million a season. You're producing this? No chance.
Ross Lyon came out and said he was overrated.
Oh, well, he definitely is.
Yeah, I love to see this, but at the same time, I feel really bad for Darcy Moore because his career was at a crossroads a few years ago.
Yep.
He finally was settled in that back line. He overcome injury, and he's been in All-Australian form last year and this year at centre-half back.
Yep.
He's one of the best centre-half backs in the league right now, and because for 5 years Collingwood did not recruit a key forward, he now has to play in the forward line.
It's fucking dog shit.
Yeah.
He honestly, they're costing him another All-Australian.
They're costing him confidence.
Yeah, I would quit if I was him. I'd leave.
Go to another club. He should have gone to Sydney when he had the chance.
He only signed a 2-year deal.
Get out of there! Get out of there!
So
run!
Maybe he's got one more left.
Get out of there, Dust.
Break it! Get out of
Tell
there!
Tell you what, you know who needs a defender now that our big body defender is up in our forward line, but kicking bags.
Mm. Yeah, correct. Not well. The issue is also they're not kicking it to his advantage at all.
No.
Yeah. When we get to your game, remind me to talk about old mate, because I heard some interesting stuff about him today.
Whoa.
Just about like how late, I might as well just say it now. Cale Hooker was planning to be the key back for Essendon. And then because of the whole Michael Hurley thing where Hurley's got an illness and hasn't played, 2 weeks before the season started, Truck was like, you're our man up forward. And it's just like completely just change everything he was doing. And he's third in the Coleman.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope he wins the Coleman.
Imagine a backman. A defender. Jonathan Brown's head would explode if a defender won the Coleman.
Well, the wheels are falling off for one fella.
Yeah.
Well, they're falling off for his team.
Yeah. His wheels, they're still spinning. He banked a lot early.
Yeah.
He had a bad game on the weekend.
Though, he did.
He's in my fantasy team. And he scored 38.
Yeah, so no, it's not good.
It's time to go, Tex.
Just to point out, Hooker didn't kick a single goal in the Anzac Day game, and he is third in the Coleman.
Jesus Christ.
Fucking hell. Man. But yeah, no, because Essendon's plan this season was to play Hurley forward, which was
– Was it actually? Because I heard Hurley was key back, and then – oh, wait, no.
Hurley was going to play forward, and
Hurley was forward, Hooker – oh, then they swap.
Yep. Yeah. And wow. the other issue too was – yeah, because James Stewart was basically going to play in the back line, which he has.
Yeah.
Hurley update, I think he's slowly on the way back.
Now. I don't think he'll play this season.
Yeah. I think he's aware of that too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I reckon he'll probably come back for one more season next year, and that'll probably be time, provided there's no more setbacks.
He's only 31.
Yeah. Oh, actually, yeah, I guess. Which, to be honest.
Which at the start of the year would have been like, he's 31. But now with Mundy, 31's like freaking toddler.
I mean.
22.
Yeah. Rising star.
Yeah.
Look, all right, we're doing a disservice to the next game, which is not really that exciting, but Adelaide, as predicted by me bravely a couple of weeks ago,
wheels are
falling off big time. And Giants, maybe their wheels are falling on.
They made Toby Green captain, and they need to make that a permanent choice.
And Whitfield was back this week.
Yeah, it's just, mate, they're starting to get him back.
Yeah.
They're starting to get, the wheels are getting back on, and the wheels are quick, and the young kids are starting to, that the fact that their back line is like, three of their key defenders have played 10 games
is wild. They've got a game next week that will show where they're at, I think, because they're going to be put up against a team that isn't necessarily – they're not good, but they're not in the eight, but they're chaotic because Giants playing Essendon next week. And if Essendon get on top of them, then Giants need to really look at their season or like at least – be like, okay, cool. So that type of style of play, which is just like manic and who knows what's about to happen.
Yeah.
They're just not ready for it. But I mean, also this Giants that played Adelaide could beat Essendon by 10 goals.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were good. And they missed shots too. Like if they kicked 1-8, I think in the first quarter, like if they'd kick straight, that game would be over at quarter time.
I think the Giants are similar to Collingwood in that they've lost a bit of depth on their list and the coach was under enormous pressure. And then the Giants have just sort of like stuck together and sort of worked through a bit of it and are, you know, winning some games now, and Collingwood are just going the opposite way.
Yeah. Well, at halftime, Giants were 6-12.
And then they turned it on. How many did Toby kick?
I don't think he kicked a single goal.
Oh.
He kicked 2-1.
Well, he didn't kick 4, you know, which is what he's been doing, I think, for the last 3 weeks. Yeah, so, you know, that's a whatever. But, yeah, wheels off.
Bury him. Fucking hell. Another team that is very confusing this season. So St Kilda took on Hawthorn.
Yeah.
St Kilda, a team that have been.
But they've got Ryder and Marshall back.
Yeah.
And it just shows how important those two players are.
Yeah, but no one should have tipped Hawthorn for this. A, St Kilda desperately needed the win.
Absolutely.
And also they got those two inclusions. But also Hawthorn didn't have
Lamira
and
Wingard and Burgoyne.
Wingard and Burgoyne. So it's like.
And look, if you had tipped Hawthorn,
their best player, I think.
If you tipped Hawthorn, boys,
you'd
be a huge fucking idiot.
Yeah. Did Tom.
You? Why? So.
Yes.
Why?
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 Why? I didn't mean to.
You say that a lot.
What do you mean you didn't mean
boys,
to?
I don't know if you know this, but I have to tipping. Well, no.
Because we know that.
Sean, I wouldn't say you don't
very
have to
aware
know.
Of that, Tom.
I wouldn't say you don't know that I'm a dumb cunt because you know that I'm a dumb cunt.
I am confused to where the I didn't mean to comes into play because I didn't mean to in footy tips in my head is like, oh, I legitimately just ticked the wrong box. But in your case, I know what you're about to say now based on the little lead up that you just gave, which is I put my tips in early and then I meant to change it but didn't. Why'd you tip them in the first place?
No. I didn't mean to do that at all.
What did you do?
So talk us through it. Why? Tom, get it out.
So
Tom, can you just please spit it out?
Tom, can I have you to just shut the fuck up for a second and tell us?
Tom. Is the floor mine?
You have the floor.
Okay, thanks. So
swear to God, Tom, if you don't tell us soon.
I do the footy tipping.
Tom, short and sharp. Like Hemingway, please.
Come on. The listeners are very frustrated right now.
The listeners are frustrated. I run the footy zipping comp for the volunteers at my work.
This is irrelevant information.
No, it's not.
Okay.
Let's see if it comes
together. They also use the same footy tipping app.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Boys, this week I realised after the Hawks fuck up that when I had been meant to enter Dennis's tips, I had entered my tips using Dennis's email.
What the fuck are you talking
about? So Dennis, one of the volunteers can't access the tipping comp.
So you've logged in for Dennis?
No. So I don't have his login details. I can edit his tips for him, right? He emails me his tips. What I realised had happened on Saturday when I've dropped the Hawks tip is I have put Dennis's tips in as my own and I changed the rest of them after the Hawks tip.
I have a question for you based on that information.
Uh-huh. Yes.
That means you could edit other people's tips in our league.
No. So it depends on the permissions
Joel,
they give you.
I'm blowing it wide open.
No, hand on heart. I don't think I have that enabled for our comp, and people have to give me permission. So Dennis gave me permission when he first signed up because he's terrible at computers and I signed it up.
So
with
what
him.
Did Dennis get in the tips if you tips yours?
So, well, I don't
is
know.
Is he a Hawthorn supporter?
No.
So Dennis, have you made him a TC?
No, he's a Hawthorn supporter. He's not a Hawthorn supporter, but he picked Hawthorn. He's a tiger.
Okay, hang on. You need to talk us through this again, Tom. Because this...
No, not a tiger. He's a...
So, Dennis asked you to edit his tips or put in his tips.
Yes.
You change your tips. Does that mean you didn't actually put Dennis's tips in?
Boys.
You've done Dennis! No. Justice for Dennis!
However, this morning I logged in and I backdated his tips from last round.
That's fucking bullshit.
Jesus.
That's corruption, mate.
No, I've done it for him before.
You can't. Whoa.
Sometimes he will email me at 5 o'clock on a Friday. He will email his tips in and I don't get to them until Monday. So I have to put them in for the previous round.
Oh, Tom. I don't know, mate.
Jesus Christ.
Reeks of bullshit.
I don't understand. I'm helping Dennis out.
Yeah, but.
Oh, you fucking
cost?
Didn't.
Well, at the cost of fucking my own tips.
Your integrity.
Do you reckon Tom just backed Hawthorn and this is an elaborate fucking story?
No. I
Dennis isn't
didn't.
Even real.
I had to. The reason I had to change it is I checked it and realized that because I'd done Dennis's tips, so he's a Swan supporter, he'd picked Sydney.
Yeah.
So there was almost a chance. If I hadn't have realized on Saturday, I would have come into here having TC'd against my team and won the tip.
Oh, I would have been licking my
I've been fired from this podcast. Sean may have bashed me live.
Would have been Tom, come in, have a seat, shut the door, have a seat. You know what? Don't bother sitting down. Get out.
Fuck.
I can't.
Wow.
Okay. Dennis, if you're listening, you need to find someone else, man.
There's no way Dennis is listening to this. His phone is a flip phone. He can barely use a computer.
Oh, fuck.
Dennis.
Big day.
D-train.
Do you want to hear about, just quickly, integrity? Dennis missed the first two rounds of tipping.
Uh-huh.
So he said, oh, just give me zero. I said, no. Look, if...
Whoa.
I won't give you zero, Dennis. Who? Do you know who won? And he was like, no. I said, all right, well, who would you have tipped?
He's played you hard, Tom.
He gave himself two in round one and three in round two.
Tom, he's got a flip phone in one hand and a fucking iPhone 12 in his pocket. He knows what's going on. Wait, what did he get?
Three in round one and two in round two.
That was the opposite of what you just said before.
Two in round one, three in round two.
This story's falling apart.
Jesus Christ.
Who is this? If Dennis is real, how come we haven't met him? Every time I go to the MCG, I tell you what, I haven't met any Dennis's.
It's true, Tom.
I mean, you know who I have met a lot of.
He hasn't been in because he's old and he's not allowed to come back in yet until he gets the vaccine.
I haven't been to the MCG since 2019. I still don't remember meeting a Dennis.
He's a volunteer. You wouldn't have. It was a game day.
Can't come in because of a pandemic. It's almost like you invented a pandemic, Tom.
I did. I released COVID in March last year so I could have this excuse now.
Waiting for ACO to kick the door in right now.
Yeah, take him away. Speaking of taking it away, Sean.
Yeah.
Brisbane. Take it away. Fuck.
Lucky who?
Oh, mate. Oh, I love footy.
It's good.
It's so good. I think the only thing that tops this is beating Collingwood after the siren.
Yeah.
Oh. I despise Ken Hinckley. And to see his wrinkly, dried, prune cunt of a head just sitting there all game. He was doing nothing in the box. He was just watching like, oh no, maybe Kano's right. We're not top four anymore. Sick of the cunt. Hate Port Adelaide.
That was an insipid performance from them.
Yeah, they were like, I was nervous.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Joel, you would understand this. Yeah, Tom, you have no idea because you have Geelong arrogance. even in the last quarter, I think we're up by like 9 goals.
Yeah.
I had to wait till probably 10 minutes into the quarter to be like, this feels like,
yeah,
it feels like we're going
to
win.
You're up and about and you get to a point where you're like up and about and then you're like, oh, this could all come crashing down.
Yeah.
And then you settle down. Yeah. That happens to me every time we're winning.
Yeah.
Happened to me on the weekend. And then I did need to settle down.
Port just didn't fire a single shot.
Nah. Which is bizarre considering this was like you were ripe for the picking. No Neil, no Gardner.
No Gardner, no Berry.
And yeah, they've got Dixon, Marshall, and Jordy Artis.
I've heard a lot of commentary today.
Uh-huh.
And none of it's really been praising Brisbane. It's all been like, oh, what went wrong with Port Adelaide? And it's all like, oh, you know, they had no Dersma, Butters, and Boak, and Brisbane had no Lachie Neale. It's like everyone – I get Darcy Gardner's underrated, but he's underrated to the point where people forget that he didn't fucking play.
And, he's
Jared Berry.
Jacob was – my brother was saying
that. Our outs were more significant than theirs, I think.
Well, he was saying that. He's like, they're so gettable because of Gardner's – Neale, he wasn't that phased with. He's like, Gardner's the big one because we've got three key talls.
Gardner's nearly the most important player in that team, I think.
Yeah, they just shit the bed in Brisbane.
Yeah.
They fucking tucked him into it.
Oh, they look good. Charlie boy, he's back.
Yeah, the motorbike was fucking firing.
He's back, but I still don't think he's back.
No.
It was an okay performance.
It was helped that Burton went off injured.
Yeah, but you know, whatever.
And then he got off the chain. So maybe it's good for his confidence. Maybe he gets that.
That's the one he needs, I think.
Yeah, yeah. For next week.
And then, yeah, hopefully he just starts rolling. But I was happy with everyone. Harris Andrews fucking tucked Dixon in. And he looked at that big dick and he said, not for me. Not this week. Did you see that? He flew back and took a mark and then he backed back into Dixon and just gave it to him.
Yeah. Oh.
He put the elbow in.
Yeah, good.
Love to see that.
You know what
I see that from a defender?
It's good.
Almost never because it's fucking risky.
Yeah, look,
he did that. I think it was in the second quarter and I was like, Harris. Jesus Christ, mate. Don't wake the beast.
I don't think we've seen that since a curly haired man wore the number 30 at Geelong in the back line.
Yeah. Same kind of energy.
Yeah.
But like good boy energy.
Yeah.
Harris Andrews is such a good boy.
He's a good boy.
And also a bit of a fuckhead sometimes, but
well, speaking of it, I don't know which quarter this was in. Mm. Charlie Dixon.
Yeah.
35 meters out.
Yep.
Oh, directly in front, pretty much.
Yeah, a bit of it. Probably like not that much of an angle. Bit of an angle.
Easy goal.
Yep. Easy goal. Charlie Dixon.
Goal.
Yep. Yeah, you got to be kicking these if you're a key forward for any team, let alone if you're fucking Big Dick himself. Harris Andrews standing on the mark. It's like, well, I've seen the 1998 film Basketball. Psych outs seem to work pretty well in that.
Yep.
There's no rule in the AFL rulebook that says I can't be fucking silly on the mark.
There's no rule that says that Harris Andrews cannot be a wacky waving inflatable arm flailing tube man.
And he tried it out and it worked.
I'll be honest with you, boys. He does it every week.
Does he really?
He does it all the time. He fucking loves it. His arms are just jelly.
That's so
he even does like the knee. Like
I've seen it a lot.
Wobbly knees.
Yeah.
And
last year when you could have more men surrounding the mark, like Robbo would get in there, they'd all fucking do it.
Yeah. That's powerful.
Love
that's
it.
That's as good as the old Zach Tui turn your back, turn around.
Yeah. That fucking, he did it to Brisbane.
And it worked.
Oh, yeah. The player shit himself.
Yeah.
He's just suddenly like, was mid-drop and Zach Tui just turned around and you just see him go like, missed it. It's great. It's great. I love, like, we've beaten Port four times in a row now.
Yep.
I think two of them have been by 8 goals and the other two have been 3 or 4 goals. The Bunny team can't get through us. See, we have no issue with Port, but we still have big issues with Geelong and Richmond. Whereas I think Port can handle Richmond now.
Yep, and they've got
they
us a couple
still
of
have
times.
Issues
sometimes
with you and then big time with us. So there's a bit of – there's that mix going.
Pretty juicy.
It's juicy up top of the ladder. Woo! Brisbane, the lid's starting to pop. It's coming back.
Suitcase is about
to
burst.
Very dangerous game next week with the Scottish –
suitcase.
I keep saying Scottish luggage. It's just like, no, what's just the point? I'll tell you what, he could win the Brownlow.
I hear someone may have made a bet that he could win the Brownlow.
I did indeed, yep. Because he's for some reason he's still paying $51 to win the Brownlow.
You fired
he's
up.
He's had probably 3 best on grounds so far and played okay in a couple of other
especially
games.
If Lachie Neale's injured.
Look out. I think this is his 4th year. Fuck, he's good. If he played in a Melbourne club, he'd probably be a 2-time All-Australian already.
Yeah.
Been unlucky the last 2 years.
I guess because they don't pick wingers.
Yeah, but even like if he played for Collingwood,
yep.
still shades of VFL.
Shades?
Big shades.
The VFL is called the VFL, even though it's played all across the entire eastern seaboard of Australia.
Yep. Oh, Matho was back, the beast.
Yep.
Played okay.
Yeah.
There are aspects of his game I don't respect.
He got fined.
Did he get fined?
Yeah, he got fined.
Oh, I thought he was going to get rubbed out. Didn't he elbow someone in the face?
Nah, he got a $2,000 fine.
Oh, lucky.
Robbo also got fined.
What for?
Similar thing, I think.
I'll get fucked. Robbo gets smashed every game.
Yeah, but he gives as good
Robbo
as he gets.
Robbo played really well, actually. Grant Birchall had probably his best game, too.
Much to your disgust.
Well, no, but Leicester was still horrible, so, you know.
How was Zorko? Give away any 50s?
Zorko, I think he kicked a goal from memory. He didn't do anything that annoyed me.
Well,
in fact,
good.
At one point, someone was fired up at halftime, I think, trying to start a fight, and Zorko came in and pulled them away. So on the one hand, I don't know whether to respect the leadership, but it's like, come on, we want a fight.
Yeah.
Give us a fight. So even when, yeah.
He's getting it wrong.
Even when he's right, he's wrong. I just want to say on Zorko, I have read ahead to some emails this week. There is a huge one that pertains to Zorko.
Oof.
Have you had a look at that one, John?
I did.
I can't wait for that later.
It's a good one. It's a good one.
Okay. Juicy.
You're going to love it.
Well done, Sean.
So at the same time as this game, Sean,
yeah.
There was some magic happening at the SCG. Or maybe nightmares were happening at the SCG.
Nightmares were happening at the SCG. Yeah.
What happened, Tom?
We lost in very gross fashion.
Why was it gross?
We annihilated them in almost every single statistic except kicked 12 goals, 16, and including that was not including the 10 or 11 goals that either went out on the full or didn't make the distance.
The what? 10 or 12?
Yep.
I don't have a stat on that, Sean, but there is no way that that is true.
There was a stat I was reading
that said the most disgusting thing
we had 16 behind and there was about 10 shots that either didn't make the distance or went out on the full.
I think if you go to the stats thing, it'll come up with shots, won't it?
If they don't go the distance, I don't think they count them as like, these are snaps that were like marked in the goal square. I don't think they count as a shot.
Okay, so
you've got 28 scores, is that correct? Yep.
Yeah. And you had 35 shots.
There you go.
Interesting. So not as many as you.
No.
But it's significant. That's 35 shots for 12-16, whereas I think Sydney had significantly – we had, I think, 60 inside 50s to 30-something.
65 to 39. I got the stats in front of me. Tom, you lead in disposals,
yep.
Kicks, handballs, inside 50s. They've got you pipped on disposal efficiency and efficiency inside forward 50s.
Slaughtered them in contested possession.
Yep. Normally when Geelong
and uncontested.
When
Tom,
Geelong when yeah.
Unlosable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yet no, here we are.
You got them bested by free kicks too. You had six more free kicks than they had.
Healthy run with the umpires.
This is what I mean. Like except for late.
Late. What happened?
We had a pretty good run with the umpires except for like the final decision of the game.
Oh, what happened there?
Jeremy Cameron took a mark and it was not paid a mark with a few seconds to go.
Oh, was it a mark?
It was paid. The AFL have since come out and said that was the incorrect call. It should have been paid a mark.
It is rough when you lose a game because of an umpiring decision.
Is it annoying, Sean? Does it hurt?
Frustrating.
I will say, I think this is footy karma realigning itself after we...
I mean, it's not really the same because the Zach Bailey one, certain goal. This one, difficult shot.
Good for his foot, though.
Don't care that he's left footer. Difficult shot.
Difficult shot.
Siren would have gone. Probably couldn't run around.
Yep, no. Absolutely.
So for anyone
But at least we would have had the shot. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
For anyone who didn't see this, what happened was Tom Papley kicks a goal.
It was a fucked goal, too.
Yeah, but on that, Tom, poor defense.
Well, so the issue was we actually had them, we'd pressed up high enough and we were okay.
Yep.
Because they were kicking it out. Guthrie was ready to take a mark, no worries. And for no reason at all, Jordan Clark pushed his opponent out of the way so Guthrie could take the mark. Guthrie actually had the guy beat cold. Like, it was unnecessary.
On top
free
of that,
kick.
Papley had the ball, and then I think handballed it, did he? Or did he? Yeah.
He handballed it.
And then why did his opponent then follow the ball and not Papley?
Yeah.
Has he never heard of a second effort?
Well, I'll tell you what.
Disgusting from Geelong.
It was really poor. Yeah. Again, though, the game wasn't necessarily lost in the final kick. It was the fact that Hawkins, I think, had two or three shots in the middle of that quarter that would have put it three goals up.
What was it your brother that's always saying about Hawkins? He just hasn't fired a shot since a final or something.
Mm.
Always missing the big shots, you know?
Except that time he kicked, I think, 8 goals on Port Adelaide. So
yeah, but when was that?
Last year.
When?
Home and away.
Oh, so not in a big game.
I think he kicked 4 goals against Collingwood in that semi-final last year.
Oh, but that was, you know, that was witch's hat stuff.
I think he kicked 3 against you guys in that prelim.
Yeah. Wouldn't have mattered.
And the issue is in the previous prelims, he's been missing through suspension.
There you go. Goes missing.
Look, basically.
Especially in last quarter, it's disgusting.
Frustrating to watch, but.
Yeah, so is Chris Scott.
It's not all doom and gloom.
In his press conference.
Well, I mean, he was right.
Yeah, he was right, but like
he also said it's a hard job, and they've. I'm not.
Yeah, because he knows he has to say that because he knows that everyone hates him and thinks he's a fucking sook. Did you see that press?
No, I didn't. Job? I have gotten to the point where comments, since we got, I can't remember if it was an email or if it's something my friend said in real life.
Mm.
But ever since the fact that it got pointed out to me that Chris Scott looks like Ricky Gervais, I can't look at him anymore, and I've actively avoided watching any press conferences with him because it makes me too angry.
Fair enough. Mm. He said that he'd seen the vision and it was clearly a mark. Which is, I find interesting because anytime something controversial happens the other way, it's, I haven't seen the vision.
But every coach does that. Longmire, they asked him about it, he said, I didn't see it.
Yeah, good.
Like, that's how it works.
Yeah,
just, the coach will always.
No, just say, no, just move on.
Just he go, did.
We got one early in the year in round two. We didn't deserve that. It happened. I don't know. There's a bit of just sookiness. And
I don't know about that. I thought he took it pretty well, actually.
I enjoyed, there was a lot of people on Twitter who were quite happy to see Joel Selwood sooking about a free kick at the end.
Which, can I just say, though, yeah, if that siren had have gone 2 seconds later.
2 seconds and he's gone. Who was the player?
Might have been Rowbottom.
Rowbottom. Dumbest cunt I've ever seen in my life.
If that literally.
What was he thinking?
If that game, if it had
make,
gone on
make
and.
Make an effort
and,
to get rid of the ball.
Just quietly, Joel Selwood would have been directly in front 20 metres out.
Probably would have choked, though. You could argue that he got him high as well.
You could, but I think it was. I think it was the ducking into it.
Sydney deserved the win, I think.
Oh, Sydney were very good.
Yeah. I mean,
you know, never gave up.
Tom
efficiency just had a crack.
Tom Hickey was huge.
They were 29 points down.
Yeah.
And then in the second half, they kicked 12 goals to Geelong's 5.
You got to respect that.
Yeah. Oh, it's crazy. We basically, we had a massive first quarter. They had a massive second quarter. It was even in the third quarter. Then the last quarter, they kicked 4 goals and we only kicked 2.
Yeah.
And we had, 6 or 7 behinds. Like, there's your swings and roundabouts. Positives for Geelong. Brad Close played one of his better games I've seen for ages. Jack Henry continues to just be fucking unreal.
Jordan Clark,
I don't see getting a game next week. He was really ordinary. Yeah. Like, gave away that shitty free kick that then put everyone out of position that he just didn't need to do. And there were a couple of times that he was sort of chasing his man and just kind of just didn't go with him. And I'm like, your speed is your thing.
Yeah.
I feel like you're a bit of a, I run this way real fast. I don't run this way real fast.
Back to Western Australia, son.
Yeah, I don't know if he gets a game next week. If Kyle Jasny or O'Connor are fit, I think he's the first guy to go out. And there's also young Max Holmes who's killing it in the VFL.
You concerned about your back line?
No, not really. I think they're still, I thought Henry's still fantastic. Stewart's great. Henderson's good.
Conceded a lot of scores for limited inside 50s.
I think it was the position they were in, though. There was a lot of quick.
Well, yeah, they shouldn't be in those positions then, should they, Tom?
So quick is your downfall?
Not necessarily.
So
I think
speed is an issue.
The other thing too is also Sydney couldn't miss. Did you see that shot? Rowbottom, I think, actually kicked and it was fucked. Like a forward marks in that position, you go, that's all right, we'll let him have a crack from there because it's a bit of a hard shot. And he just nailed it. And I think that was also the issue is they took their chances.
Like, you know, when you're a league standard player, you just kick goals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah. You should.
Yeah.
Eric Hipwood and Tom Hawkins didn't get the memo. So
what did Hipwood do on the weekend?
I don't know. Did he kick heaps of goals?
Played a good game. Contributed, you know, he was the best player on the ground when it was hot early.
Yeah, look, I will be
I
fine.
I don't respect that drive by on Eric Hipwood.
Yeah.
He's having a fucking good year.
I didn't think you'd like that one.
From this
much.
Motherfucking cunt who didn't even watch the game because it was on at the same time as his. How would you know how Hipwood did?
Did you watch my game?
I watched the end of it because it went longer than mine.
It did.
Yeah.
Game's too long, Sean.
You didn't watch the end of my game, did you?
Well, no, I fucking couldn't.
There you go. No respect.
He's got me there. I don't respect it.
Joey looked good, though, hey?
He's looking good every week.
Yeah.
He's getting better and better as he settles in.
Yeah, I think he's playing that good role with Big O.
Yep.
Just
it is sad.
I'd say Dan McStay is, just as Gardner is very crucial, Dan McStay is
super he's huge. It's one other last little thing before we jump on to the next game is, The person who is benefiting the most from Dangerfield's injury is Cam Guthrie. He's stepped up and just consistent every week, 30 touches. If you need him, he's there.
Yep.
He's good. Duncan.
How old is he?
He's like 28, I think, 28, 29.
Still young enough to chase a premiership.
Absolutely. Yeah. Duncan had a good
club.
Get fucked. He's a Geelong boy to his boots.
Yeah.
Graham Myers injured himself as well, which if he doesn't play next week means he's missing the first game he's missed since his debut.
Huge.
Bit of a shame.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, better luck next week, Tom.
We'll bounce back.
Yeah, against fired up Richmond. I'm sure you will.
Yeah, we will.
Oh, yeah. God. Friday night.
Prime time, baby.
You'll be there.
I will be there watching the Jezza Cameron show.
Oh, big footy week for you, Tom.
Big footy week for me. Jeez. I might not be here on Monday because I might have OD'd on football.
Fine. Leather poisoning from a distance.
That's the best way to do it.
Next game. And this feels like it could have been the shittest game in the world. But for three quarters, it was a very, very hectic and exciting game.
Yep.
North Melbourne took on Melbourne, and they fucking took it to them for three quarters.
Yeah.
They fell down in the last quarter.
To be fair, they took it to them for a half. That third quarter, they weren't great.
Third quarter, but
I think in the fourth quarter, they kicked the first goal. They got it back to like 7 points.
I think what happened, though, was the third quarter, like Tom was just kind of implying, they started just missing.
Yeah.
Like they were missing targets.
And Melbourne, they just let Melbourne get back in.
Yeah.
And then Melbourne went, ooh, we're on.
Melbourne haven't lost the last quarter.
That's absurd.
I mean, from seven games.
Seven games, and they've won all seven games.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. I wouldn't say absurd. I'd say it's impressive.
What I mean by that, it's like for Melbourne, who normally, that's when the wheels fall off.
Yeah, it normally doesn't pan out.
No. Mm.
So far.
It's panning out still.
Panning out. They're peaking too early for me.
I have had quite the turn on a player that I think I used to hate quite a lot. But this year, I love him. Ben Cunt.
You like him, do you?
I think I like him. I know he's a dog.
I still hate him.
I hate him too. He's a big drive-by dog.
Yeah.
But he's just racking up like...
Yeah, big drive-by dog.
Yeah, he's a cunt. He's got more elbows than brains. Sick of it.
That is the most old man. That's such a dad insulting some dumb kid at the beach.
Well, I guess he shouldn't be throwing elbows if he doesn't want to get called names
like that. It's true. Look, it's true. It's fair.
Keep him locked and loaded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Not locked and loaded.
No, yeah, the opposite. Just locked. Holstered.
Keep him locked.
Holstered. There you go.
Holster the elbows, mate.
Yeah.
Get rid of him.
But, like, he's kicking some cheeky goals. He's just running through packs.
He's got hair back?
No. Oh, no, he's got. I think he's gone to the...
For a while.
I think he's gone to the advanced hair.
Yeah, because I saw him, and then when I saw him the next time, whoa,
it's back.
It was flowing.
A little bit. It's not... I mean, flowing is a strong... It's drizzling.
Mm. Flowing for a man of his...
Yeah.
Aerodynamic. Yeah,
correct. Just before we go to the next game, because there's not much more to talk with this, did you see one of Cozzie Pickett's many highlights? Yes, but the one where he was involved from like the wing and then just kept going, got it back again and got it back again and then kicked the goal. And you're like, fuck, you're good.
He's all highlights package.
Yeah.
Put him in the All-Australian team.
Get him in now.
Yep.
The X factor.
Big time.
Next game.
How are you, bud?
Yeah, look, didn't feel good at the time. It feels worse now, surprisingly.
This was wild. I was driving back from Phillip Island and had the radio on, and they were all, this is pre-game, frothing over Essendon.
Well, which
is shocking to me. Like, Carlton would have been favourites when they go.
They were. And yeah, I think, like,
Ross Lyon, all these guys were just, like, basically laughing at Carlton, going, there's pretty much no chance they're going to win today.
Yeah. I think what had happened was Essendon's midfield last week against Collingwood, just like Carlton wouldn't have been able to compete with that. And then if our forwards did what they ended up actually doing in this game, Carlton were in all sorts of trouble. And the fact that Ridley was back as well. Mm. But what Carlton actually did was fucking stand up in the midfield. And they have a certain player that had taken seven rounds to really find his footing at a new club that fucking turned it on against his old club, kicked a ripper goal.
That was a monster.
It was classic Sard.
Had another player who's been criticised for several weeks just bob up, kick three goals.
Carlton, there was a moment in this game right towards the end, and Sean, if you were listening to it, you might have.
I got home, watched the last quarter.
Yeah. So David Teague, the Carlton coach, bit of a cry when he realized his boys were home.
They saved his life.
They did. Yeah. Fucking hell.
He was walking into the coach's box, and Juddy walked past and just did like a gesture, thumb across the throat.
Juddy is stepping down, I think.
Put him in the visi.
He's not going to be involved in footy anymore.
Good.
Yeah, fair enough.
He's going to be involved in Byron Bay.
Yeah, probably.
Haven't they moved to Byron Bay, the Judds?
Yeah, maybe.
Judd Chella. It's up on Byron Bay now.
Yeah, I mean, Essendon's still in this, like, it's the same shit as last year, but it's still good to watch where it's like, we're exciting at points and it sucks that we couldn't get it together, but we didn't play bad. We just played inconsistent.
Yeah, there's a lot of backlash from Carlton people after the game because a lot of the headlines were like, you couldn't tell that Carlton won.
Oh, yeah. that Fox Footy one that was like, Carlton concede another, the Blues concede another big score.
Yeah.
Don young stars shine.
Yeah.
And it like sounded like Essendon had won.
Yeah, but I think even, I don't know how you feel, Joel, about the game, but coming away from it, it's like, yeah, Carlton got the 4 points, but you would rather be an Essendon supporter.
I mean,
Dushan wants the 4 points.
I wanted the 4 points, but I mean, it was also, look, and also the fact that with 90 seconds to go, I got given like another fucking, and it's the same shit, but the Hooker kicks his fifth goal. There's 90 seconds to go. All of a sudden, Essendon's only down by 10 points. And I'm like, mathematically, there's a chance.
Hooker should do that run up every time. Take 5 seconds to have a shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was so all funny. Business. It was so funny. And also his face was very much like, all right, boys, let's go. He looked like he had the same vibe as like a dad jogging on the spot or like someone that's pressed the
traffic light.
Traffic lights when they're on a run and they're just jogging on the spot.
Yeah.
Or like a dad about to move a fridge from one location to another.
Yeah.
But doesn't have the strength to take very long to do it.
Tipper kick 3 in the first quarter.
See, when that happened, it was like, this is a win.
They put up a stat immediately when Tipper kicked his third goal. It was like 81% games where Tipper has kicked 3 or more goals, Essendon win 81% of the time. And I was don't be putting stuff like that.
Remember when it was he kicked 1 goal and you won?
Yeah.
That was even more powerful.
Yeah, that was Tipper kicked. Yeah.
Zach Bailey, same thing.
I don't think that counts anymore.
No.
Because I think he kicked a goal in the prelim against you guys.
Yeah, oh, did he really?
I think he did. There's been more than one occasion now where it's happened. Yeah.
Sorry, bud.
I mean, Essendon, who have, like, last season, I mean, we haven't won as many games as last season, like, even at this point, but, like, we always had a problem with our forward line, and the fact that we've got Hooker kicking 5, Tipper kicking 4, Stringer kicking 3.
200 centimeter Peter. It's looking good every week, I think.
I tell you what, and Harry Jones.
Yeah, fuck.
That Paul Dano-looking motherfucker.
He lifts it. The future is very bright.
As long as we put in enough of an effort that the young players don't want to leave.
I don't think people would want to leave based on what
is happening. And also, it seems like the culture and the fact that there's not really an old guard at Essendon anymore.
Yeah, I mean, there's an old guard. He's standing in the forward line.
Yeah, but
I'll be shocked if Merritt leaves.
Oh, the fact that everyone's like, oh, everyone's circling Merritt. It's like, he's the next captain.
Yeah, but like the main people circling him, for instance, are like a Carlton or a Collingwood.
Yeah.
Like, well, why would I fucking go there? Also, money's not going to be an issue. No. Essendon has heaps of salary room.
Yeah.
They,
Collingwood,
because of what happened. Aaron Sard and, you know.
Collingwood don't.
Yeah.
Any player that goes to Collingwood next year is a fucking lunatic.
Yeah.
Unless they're an old dog who just wants a bit of retirement money.
Yeah,
but how could you even trust, like, say if you're a big gun, say if you're Merritt, and Colin would go, oh, 6 years, $1 million. You can't trust that.
No.
Because 2 years later, they'd be like, oh, no, we have to get rid of you.
And you've got to go to the Bulldogs.
Yeah.
No, it wouldn't be that, because, like, it'll be like, oh, we sent you to fucking GWS.
Yeah. Or it'll be like, whoever's on the bottom.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It'll be like, oh, you have to go to North Melbourne.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, Merritt, I think Merritt stays.
Yeah.
Although I do keep hearing whispers of Brisbane. That's the only thing that could sway it is a top four team.
Yeah. Yeah.
But a team regularly playing.
Brisbane wouldn't be able to offer anywhere near the amount of money that. Nah. Yeah. I just think, keep building it, Essendon.
Do it.
Especially if we have like another. Yeah, I don't know.
You'll get another top 10 pick this year.
Yeah. And like another. If we get like another defender or something.
Yeah. Fuck, Ridley's good. I don't know if you know this. Last year, Brisbane had a huge swing at Ridley.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. It only came out after the trade period. I heard about it. They offered him a fucking shitload, apparently.
And he said, nah.
Said, nah, I'm happy. I'm a bomber.
Yeah, I don't know. The culture at Essendon, like the players, and you don't get the sense like you do with like a Collingwood or a Carlton. There doesn't really seem to be like any friction at the moment. It's just like they're all happy to be playing there.
Yep.
It's chaotic. The vibe seemed to be pretty good. Just
good boys doing good things.
Yeah.
It's that element, I think, of exceeding expectations a little bit.
Yeah.
New coach too.
Winning like, Anzac.
Yes, Truck was there last year. But he had no real, like, how much of the, Woosha was stepping back, but he was still there.
And I think also the fact that, like, that was round, what, 6, 7? We're 2-5.
Oh, you're only 2-5?
Maybe we are 3-5.
Yeah, it feels like you're better than that, but.
I think you're 3-4.
No, we're.
2-5?
2-5.
Yeah, fair enough.
But the games we won were 70 points. We beat St. Kilda by 70 points. Oh, and then also won on Anzac Day, so.
Huge.
That's enough.
And you had that close loss to Hawks.
We've had 2 close losses. Yeah. Sydney also got us. Didn't they?
See, the performance against Sydney was good because Sydney had proven to be a fucking good team.
And like the team that we are, yes, there's going to be some 10 goal, just absolute smashings.
Yep.
But as long as we're getting wins every now and then as well,
yep.
That's, I mean, all I can ask for this year, I guess.
Maybe you should have a big swing at Carlton's Harry. He's off contract.
What about Darcy Moore?
Whoa. They're like, for everyone. Whoa. You could afford both.
Collingwood's like, we want Merritt. You're like, you're not having him, but we're taking Darcy Moore.
And they're like, you're not having Darcy. Where are you going?
We forget too, Draper is not in. Draper's injured at the moment. So imagine him back.
And Sheil.
And Caldwell.
And Sheil, yeah.
Caldwell, yeah.
Yeah, fuck.
Jeez. Yeah,
there's something good cooking.
Yeah.
This is probably the. You're in probably the best position you've been in, even though you've only won two games for the duration of this show.
But I think the narrative's changed around Bombers. Like, they've only won two games and it's disappointing, but everyone's aware that, they're working their way back, whereas last year was like, they're going to win them. They're going for finals. Whereas this year it's like, no, finals are a bonus.
Yeah. I think also it's now like Essendon seems to have like lent into like, yeah, we're rebuilding.
Yeah.
Like, this is a rebuild now.
Just not something they have been good at in the past.
No, but we've got a lot of young players. Like, that trade period last year was very clever by us.
Yep.
And the draft picks as well. Whew.
Yeah. So you've actually taken that publicly. You've taken that stance that Collingwood refused to.
Yeah.
Where, like, last week they were still insisting we're going to play finals.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, you're not.
You're 1-5.
Yeah. Be honest with yourself, your members, your players. What are you doing? So, yeah, I love what Essendon are doing.
Yeah. I love just seeing Truck smile.
Yeah.
Beautiful smile.
Yeah.
Good head. Anyway, next game.
Sorry, just got a news update. Bailey Frisch has been rubbed out of the Melbourne-Sydney game. 1 week.
One.
Yep.
Jeez. Except for the elbow to the head.
Mitch McGovern got charged for striking twice in the one game.
Suspended?
No, just fined.
He's injured anyway.
Charged twice for striking the same player.
Yeah, good on him.
Was it Redmond?
Nah, Nick Hind.
Because Redmond was starting a couple of fights. In the third quarter, there was like a 22-person melee. Very good. next game, which also happens to be the last game, which happens to be the Derby. Yeah, that's right. I fucking said it right. The Derby.
Freo, what are you doing? What are you doing? You turned up, you got close, and then West Coast just went, hey, Freo, fuck you.
Freo need the crowd.
They do. They do.
No crowd at this game.
Although there was no crowd at the North game and they smashed them.
Was there no crowd at that game?
No crowd 2 weeks in a row in WA. There is rumours, Sean,
bubbling
away that the Freo-Brisbane game is going to be played at the Gabba.
Ho, ho, ho!
Because the AFL cannot guarantee the Brisbane Lions that they'll be able to fly back to Queensland after the game.
Love it.
Whereas Freo can come to Queensland.
And then go back.
And go back.
Oh, yeah. Bring them home.
My advice to Freo is if you're only going to kick two goals in the second half, don't concede 9 goals.
Yeah, that's probably one. Mm. Do you know what else is it?
Boys, well, so West Coast have missed a lot of players, so this is poor from Freo.
And considering West Coast lost by nearly 100 points the week before.
See, people wanted us to talk about them on this show, and we did. We embraced it last week. We talked them up.
I swapped my tip at the last moment to West Coast.
I went West Coast.
Oh, I didn't. I believed in Mundy.
Well, yeah, yeah.
Dennis didn't. He picked West Coast.
Classic Dennis.
Just quickly, I've got an amazing stat, boys.
Yeah.
Tim Kelly had 42 touches on the weekend.
Yes.
Guess how many marks he took?
I'm going to say 10.
Zero. Tim Kelly had 42 touches and did not take a mark.
That doesn't really surprise me.
When you said how many marks,
I thought it was going to be, Tim Kelly never takes marks. I assume it's something enormous.
But he at least would have one or two.
Why would he though? He's in the engine, mate.
But he's often, if he goes forward, if you're having the ball 42 times and you're not taking a mark, that's big.
It's pretty impressive.
It's pretty wild.
It's an impressive stat rather than an amazing stat.
Yeah, it's a cool stat. Yeah.
Oh, cool now.
player in second place.
Yeah.
Gary Ablett Jr. twice, 40. Without a mark.
Yeah.
Not bad.
So just something of note when it comes to footy tips this week, someone in not the How Good's footy tipping competition, but the, my work footy tipping competition that you guys were also in.
Yep.
Tipped 8.
Ooh.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
This round was, how? This round was the most cooked.
Are they near the top or is it like?
No, that was fucking, they've come from the heavens.
Yeah.
That's a Sean Carney. I've got to get, I've got to back some roughies this week.
Yeah, they knew they were far behind and they had to just go.
They tipped eight, had a margin of one.
What game did they miss?
Can I see?
I reckon it'll either be the Swans Geelong game or the Brisbane Port.
They tipped Geelong.
There you go.
Fools.
Don't know who it is.
Powerful. Find out
one day. But yeah, huge.
Yeah, no one in our footy tipping comp got fucking that many. Because they usually back our teams and two of us lost.
I think I got four.
I got three.
I got five.
Changed to Essendon very late. It's the last time I tipped for friendship.
Well, you never tip for friendship.
I kind of did. Part of me was like, I dogged Joel last week. I didn't believe.
Yeah, but if Essendon had have lost last week, I mean, obviously on form, you would still tip Carlton. But
also, I did hear that there was like that Williams was a laid out and Mark Murphy, and I thought, well, how can Carlton win this?
And then both
Carlton believed, and then Teague cried, and
yeah,
that was well,
respect for the effort. Still think Carlton sucks shit.
Though. Yeah. Should we have a look at next week?
Sure.
Let's go through it. Let's see what's happening.
All right.
Prime time, baby.
Friday night, Richmond take on Geelong.
Fuck, I'm stressed. I'm going Geelong, obviously.
I am too. Yeah. I legitimately mean that.
Joel, just so that everyone can see, you have the cheekiest cunt face right now. It is the biggest Kale Hooker playing on a 19-year-old face I've
ever
seen.
Whose home game is it?
Richmond.
Richmond.
It's the MCG. Well, obviously it's the MCG.
Sean, it wouldn't matter.
Well, no. The members, mate. The members.
Wouldn't matter. There is always more Richmond supporters, even when it's Geelong's home game.
That Grimes.
Yeah, that's if Grimes had been playing,
yeah,
Richmond by, you know, how much.
But Richmond also now believe. That's the thing. But Geelong will be angry.
And we're not angry about last week. Geelong are angry about last year.
And
last week. But
that's right. Geelong don't mind a bit of early season redemption, only to stumble late again. I'm going to go Geelong.
I'm tipping Richmond by 4 goals. I'm
tipping Geelong by 3 goals.
Oof.
Yeah. Fuck you, Joel. I need you to say it.
Sorry, you're going to get your revenge here. Saturday afternoon, Giants take on Essendon.
No,
Essendon.
I'm a good friend, Bombers. I believe.
Giants for me.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
Sorry, mate.
Oh.
It's just if it was at the MCG, I'd probably go Bombers.
Suns take on St Kilda.
Gold Coast, baby.
Saints.
Oof.
Saints for me.
Metricon magic time.
Now, this is going to be a shithouse game, but I am very excited.
Are you excited for North Melbourne's first win of the year?
North Melbourne take on Collingwood. North Melbourne.
North, baby. Let's go.
Collingwood.
Oh, coward.
Mate, imagine the ramifications.
Yeah.
Just imagine. Buckley's gone.
If it happens. I'm going to write into the Herald Sun and see
North.
If I can.
I've got
yes!
A-
yes!
I didn't have to pull out my trump card, which was Stevenson's going to kick 6, mate. He's going to look at Buckley and be like, you did this.
Fuck.
Didn't think of that.
Are they paying Stevenson's salary?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't think they are.
He's on about 500.
Yeah. No, North have a war chest.
Yeah, but I wasn't sure because if it was a Treloar situation again, imagine kicking 6 and knowing that you're kicking on a team that's paying you.
Well, that's what happened. Like the Bulldogs smashed them earlier in the year and Treloar was playing. So imagine losing to a guy that you're paying to beat you. You're paying a portion of him to beat you.
That's so fucked.
Like at least 30% of his win was paid by you.
I know that people still talk about this, but they should. Because Collingwood had the worst trade and draft period I have ever seen.
Yeah.
There was that fucking, what's his name? Ned Guy?
The spin doctor.
Yeah. We're going to invest in the draft. The earliest pick they had was like 25. Yep. They didn't even trade their way up.
They sucked, Tom.
It was so funny. And like the lies just didn't even make sense.
Yeah.
But also like it was one of those situations where, fuck. Might have to go back and watch the highlights reel of the fucking draft and the trade period. Jesus. Next game.
We're gone.
2 out of 3 of us are going. So this is big because if Sydney win this.
Boys, I've got some news. So Melbourne obviously had a bit of an injury thing happen on Sunday. Lost a key defender, Thomason. Pretty awful. There's a rumour that a certain 23 might be lining up for the Swans this weekend.
As a backman?
What?
As a backman? Swans, did you say?
Yeah, Swans, number 23.
In my head, is Mitch Brown 23 for Melbourne?
No, he's 26, isn't he?
I thought you were going down the Mitch Brown path.
No.
And instead, Bud.
Bud might be back.
Jeez, I haven't seen Bud in the flesh. Have I ever seen him in the flesh?
Yeah, you would have.
I'm wondering, I mean, yeah, maybe when he played for Hawthorn.
Surely. You used to go to the Easter Monday games all the time.
Yeah, okay, I've seen him. Yeah, but so years then. I haven't seen him play for years.
He's right. Good.
This is exciting.
It's big.
Rumor or confirmed?
Rumor.
Oh, bring him back.
Rumor. Big rumor.
Jeez. That's awesome.
Mitch Brown's 38 for
38.
Yeah.
Neither of the numbers that you said.
Oh, well.
He's averaged
was
a game.
Was he 23 at your club?
Yeah, I reckon he might have been. He was beautiful in red and black.
Yeah.
I miss him. So, yeah, I'm tipping Melbourne, but Sydney are, like, absolutely ripe to pinch this one, I reckon.
Yeah, I'm tipping Melbourne. We'll be supporting Sydney.
I'm tipping Sydney because I can't barrack for a team I didn't tip.
Fair enough.
Ooh.
My brain had shit its pants. I don't know how to do that.
So that's an interesting point.
I'm a bit fucked.
Yeah.
We know.
Definitely.
Boys, did you know that I'm a dumb cunt?
Yes.
Yep. next game. Port Adelaide. Take on Adelaide.
Port. Yep. They'll be angry.
I'm excited. No, I'm excited for this game, boys. You know why?
Why?
I'm excited for them to roll out on the Adelaide Oval. Mm-hmm. And as the game starts, just rip off their normal Guernseys. Yeah.
Why not?
And they're wearing just Collingwood jumpers.
Ooh.
Not even the prison, because they said you can't wear the prison bars. Never said anything about wearing just straight up Collingwood. Don't. They just wear, they're wearing a different strip and it's just says, fuck you, Eddie.
Well, this is weird because the AFL have said we'll deduct 4 points from you if you wear it, which is, feels like not a big enough threat to,
but
be
also,
honest, to make them not.
No, nah, it's a way bigger penalty. Big. It's bigger than financial. It's bigger. Oh, yeah. It's a bigger penalty than the penalty that Collingwood copped for having two of their players access their phones during the game a couple of weeks ago,
which was $10,000 fine each, right?
Financial, yeah. And it's out of the soft cap, so like it's separate to the soft cap, so it doesn't actually affect them in any way, shape, or form.
It's not going to happen.
No,
but imagine if it did.
It would be great.
It would be huge.
Man, imagine the AFL caring more about what colours a team's wearing on their Guernsey than, I don't know, that one of those players at one of those teams has a sexual assault charge hanging over his head.
It is also weird that Eddie is allowed to comment on stuff like this since he...
Well, he's a media person. Yeah. But he shouldn't be a media person because I love that we're all like, oh, you know, let's get Eddie to comment on this. It's like, let's get Eddie to talk about the fact that he oversaw a systemic culture of racism growing in his club for 10, 20 years.
He's a big piece of shit. I saw an idea that if Port Adelaide make the grand final, wear it in the grand final.
Do it.
Because they can't deduct points then, can they?
That's a big end.
And then people were like, they'll just take away the premiership. It's like, they're not going to do that.
They won't do that. Gil will blink. Yeah, Gil will absolutely blink.
They should do it.
Fuck.
I'd even love it. Real Bombay stuff if they came out after halftime in a grand final.
Jesus!
That would be big.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Come on, Ken.
He's got to get there.
If it was any other... Oh, Hinkley does a knee walking up to the coach's box. Vossi steps in for the grand final and he says, boys, get it done. And then...
Normally I would love that. Ken Hinkley is the man to do this though.
Oh.
I think he would be behind it.
Yeah. He loves a bit of theatrics, that man.
Yeah.
Ken Hinkley reminds me of the coach in Mighty Ducks 3 a bit.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Mm.
Yep. Shit film.
Great film.
It's fucking terrible.
I love it.
Toxic, that whole organization.
It's good. It's great film. Anyway, next game. Hawthorn take on West Coast. West Coast.
West Coast.
West Coast.
But it's at the MCG.
West Coast.
Then Western Bulldogs take on Carlton. Western Bulldogs, they'll dogs. Be angry.
Yep,
dogs.
Also, their midfield will just run straight through Carlton.
Yep.
They'll turn to water. And then finally, Frio take on Brisbane.
Brisbane, dangerous, but Brisbane.
Could be at the Gabba.
I'll tell you what.
Still dangerous, but still Brisbane.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tom.
Do we have any emails?
We do. So, Sean.
Joel.
First email.
Yeah.
And this is a big one.
All right.
It's from Special K.
Oh.
Carmichael Hunt himself. You called him out last episode.
I did.
You said, Special K, you made a pledge. This is a big email. Howdy, footy professors. I'm here to clear a few things up.
Oh, I wonder what these are related to.
First and foremost, can the fucking Lions! What a miraculous season, and especially grand final from the girls. When the final siren went, I sung the club song so loud, my roommates heard our neighbors yell, shut the fuck up. Probably a Crows fan.
Oh, I respect that heaps.
Secondly, now, I understand I have provided no evidence to the contrary, but to even question the fact that I am not at my aerodynamic peak right now is honestly disgusting. I'm just a dickhead and missed the deadline for last week's episode, so I've made time now since I've been called out. I've attached a photo of my freshly shaven head.
Oh, yes.
And here it is. I'll just show you all.
All right. Let's provide the evidence. Special K. That is a shaved head from Special K.
Well done, Special K.
Thank you, Carmichael. I'm wearing a Brisbane shirt as well.
Respect. Double powerful. Respect.
Big.
Also, triple respect. Played him in the fantasy in our How Good's Footy League. I'm no longer undefeated. Well done, Special K. I tip my hat. I tip my bald head to yours.
I got killed by so many just annoying team selections that I didn't see coming.
Yeah. Thirdly, ooh. I ran into Zorko recently at the shops.
Oh!
And despite my best interests, I didn't scream at him to stop being an arrogant little worm, but rather gave him a polite nod of recognition. Then I caught something in the wind, not sure if it was the spirit of Kano or maybe just a sign from God. But as he walked past me, I simply uttered, lift, mate.
Oh my God.
I didn't turn to see his response, but I hope that cut him deep. The cunt needs to lift.
Jesus.
That's the most powerful email.
There's a final point as well. This is directed at you, Tom. I'm not sure if you remember this, but you also put out a call out. This is a couple of weeks ago now.
Okay.
Finally, I am the fool who did not change his name in the tipping, but I did come second and peaked at seventh worldwide after the grand final.
Ooh.
Remember how ESPN fan...
Oh, yeah.
And he's... Special K... provided the receipts.
That
he
is.
Sent us a screenshot. Yep. Jesus.
Special K is all about evidence.
Yeah, good on him.
It's good.
That was a big email.
That was a big email.
Zorko lifted his leadership.
He did.
Stopped a fight.
Special K, can you just be in Geelong and just tell Tommy Hawkins to lift so he can kick 10?
Stay in Brisbane. We need you there.
Just for the day. Just travel down.
Come down and visit yep. Sexy Land.
Go to Sexy Land. Tom Hawkins will be there because he loves Sexy Land probably.
Yep.
And just be like, lift. And then he'll kick 10 against Richmond.
All right, so this email is from Jacob. Subject, in need of an exorcist and an apology to Tom.
Ooh.
Gentlemen.
Is this my brother?
No.
Oh.
It wouldn't be.
Damn.
I would have said I got a cheeky Instagram message if it was from your brother.
It's the only way that boy communicates.
Gentlemen, I think my favorite pub is cursed. I live a short walk from Giant Stadium. And as of 2019, a great little pub has opened up one or two drop punts across the park, or half a torp for Michael Voss.
Oh, fuck.
This is where I write this email. And this is where tonight I just watched Sydney pick the pocket of the Cats, leaving me 1 from 6 this round in tipping and leaving me with a terrible thought. Have I ever watched a team win here?
Oh,
in 2019,
don't ever go to that fucking pub again.
In 2019, I watched Giants not show up for the grand final, murdering my dreams and breaking my heart in one half of football. In 2020, I hope the best for the Cats and saw a bar of fully bandwagon footy fanatics slowly admit defeat. I've seen Reece Hodge hit the post in the Bledisloe Cup. I've seen India win the Test Series, all in this pub. And tonight, seconds after I walked in to watch Papley kick that last goal, I felt a pang of guilt. Is the pub causing this? I'm sorry, Tom. I've cursed you. I've cursed myself. I've cursed footy. How do I get rid of the bad life from this pub? Should I move? Yours in sporting paranoia, Jacob.
Boys, yep. He needs to go to that pub when teams we don't like are playing.
Yeah, but...
No, but it sounds like that whoever then Jacob then wants win. To win.
Like if he goes and watches Collingwood, they'll win.
It's true.
I think he needs to find an exorcist.
Or go to games he doesn't care about at the pub. Never watch his team at that pub.
No, you can't be doing that. What kind of life is that?
Mm.
Go online, you can become an exorcist, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, we learn this on Scaredy Boys. Yeah. New episodes every Friday.
A couple $100, I think it was. Yep. You can do a little course.
Yep.
Do that. One of your mates do that. I don't know. Someone, yeah, you need a holy person to go there.
Yep.
Yeah. This next email, I'm just going to read out for the sake of, I guess, balance on the show. This is from Ryan. Subject, cop that, Joel Dusha.
Oh, rude.
Subject, sorry, body of the email. Yes.
Yeah.
That's it.
Rude, but also educational any Yoavs out there.
Yep. Yeah. That is exactly what we're after.
Yep.
Now, finally, this is another follow-up from your call-out, Sean.
Oh,
one last. There's two more.
I think there was three last week.
There was three.
So missing someone. Who have we got?
This is Anarchy.
Oh, okay.
Dear footy soothsayers, not to get all lawyery in here, but I never did pledge.
Oh.
Now, this may look like a spineless cunt move, but here's the thing. I have really fast-growing hair, so around twice a year, I shave it all off and donate it. Because of this, I have never pledged because I don't want to shave it off before it's long enough to donate. I have, though, considered using this as an opportunity to reverse pledge, in which, if the Lions win the flag, I won't cut my hair until the Code's next grand final. I hope this is good enough. Any other pledge ideas are welcomed. As always, up the Lions, Anarchy.
I don't mind the reverse pledge. It's not a bad idea.
You feel okay about that?
Well, I mean, if you didn't pledge, you didn't pledge.
Feel okay about this, Tom. Much like Special K, I've also kept receipts.
Oh! Detective Sean!
I've gone back through the inbox to a previous email from Anarchy.
Oh, this is a bit of you've done a bit of a research. You've gone to our inbox. You've gone to that search bar. You've clicked it. You've typed in.
Pledge. And Anarchy. Interesting that they've said not to get all lawyery. If we did, you'd be in fucking prison. I quote from a previous email, an email from the 28th of November, 2020. So not even that long ago.
Oh, how dumb do you think we are?
This is the end of the email. I'd also like to pledge early for the Lions/Lionesses. Haven't had a haircut in a year or so, but I'm sure they'll force me to. How do we feel about that? Because that feels...
It's falling apart.
That feels ironclad to me.
Also, haven't had a haircut in a year.
This is November. I'd also like to pledge, keyword, early for the Lions/Lionesses. Haven't had a haircut in a year or so, but I'm sure they'll force me to. I think... As far as evidence goes, how do we feel about that?
I think Anarchy has a right of reply.
Right of reply, yes.
Yeah.
That's how we roll. Big.
We are blowing the lid.
But fucking good luck.
And hair off everything. Anarchy.
We're going to get an email from a bloody lawyer or something.
Yeah. Anarchy and your legal team, send an email, anyone else, to howgoodsfooty@gmail.com or you can find us on Twitter @howgoodsfooty or individually. I'm at Awkward Trade.
I'm at Carney from 55.
And I am at Douche13. And... Boys, even though Essendon lost this week, if Essendon win next week, lids off.
Oh, I'm stressed about Friday, and I'm going to be stressed about Saturday too.
You should be.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to lie, Tom. You should absolutely be pissing and shitting in your pants about
Friday. I'm not going to sleep between now and Friday.
Yep.
I don't think I can.
Yeah, fair enough.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right.
because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with five different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1, only from Rust-Oleum.